The Rundown.
That was the after show.
Is brought to you by Tick Pick. Tick Pick's the best spot to get your concert tickets, your sporting event tickets, your theater tickets. They have a one-score algorithm. Make sure you get the best ticket possible. They don't charge 10 or 15% like Ticketmaster, StubHub, or those places do. So you're going to get them on the cheap. Also, get the app. They're going to give you 10 bucks. Never expires. 10 bucks off your first order. TickPick.com, the place to be. This is definitely a new format for the Rundown. So,
we should put that in the after show. Yeah, we'll make it the after show.
Okay,
I think the first part should have been the after show.
Yeah, so now it's going to be
show it first.
Now it's going to be really, it's going to be really confusing to people because we're talking about how you should put what we just filmed in the after show, and they're not going to see it till the after show.
It's a mind fuck right now going on.
We could do after show and pre show. There are
the Rundown. It's like memento.
Yeah, we should just put the after show.
Non linear Rundown.
Try to figure it out.
All right. First things first, let's start off with a light topic. Indian dude gets his kappa detained by a train. Caleb, you're the special guest today. What do you got?
Got decapitated by a train?
It wasn't decapitated, but like his neck was shattered and there was blood everywhere. And okay. Not everywhere. There was a pool of blood forming.
This is what I want to say about that topic. It sounds bad. In my defense, when Hank sent me the topics, I read the one that was like the Indian guy who threw the boomerang letter. Okay?
You just made up your own words?
No, that was a blog today.
Oh, that was a blog today. I see. Okay.
I don't know who blogged it. Some Indian guy. Whenever you just use like a racial type of description, it's confusing for me.
Didn't realize we had two Indian dudes today on the blog.
There was two Indian guys. The guy threw it like a boomerang airplane. However, with that being said, it does sound terrible. I never think it's a good story to be decapitated. Big cat to you.
Oh, okay. Caleb just walked in and just like pissed on Feidelberg's leg right there. That one's going
to
be a tough one to say that guy didn't die, because he definitely died. I'll just say this. In India, like, this is just so India. We go home at night, or if you're a blogger, you stay at home all day. You turn on the TV, you watch the game. In India, they just basically wait for the train to come by so they can, like, dare each other to stand in front of it and who can play chicken with a train. So, like, I understand where these Indian dudes are coming from. The 4 seconds that the train goes through their city is the most exciting part of their day. You got to take advantage of that, and sometimes you end up dying.
That's it. The before the show started, Hank was like, this is going to be a disaster because Dan never reads the topics and Caleb's just going to be all over the place. And we really hit it home on topic one.
Hank was like, Caleb needs 20 minutes to go through the topics. I was like, 20 fucking minutes? We usually get 90 seconds. Dave sends us an email and it's like, okay, here it comes.
Here's the difference, though. You guys read stories and blog all day.
I don't read Barstool.
Oh, you don't?
No.
That's you like just Barstool. All right. Fair enough.
Just kidding.
Next up, NFL concussions. The NFL today, or yesterday, in a court of law, admitted that there is certainly a connection between football and brain damage. Today, they did retract that statement and said, whoa, not so fast. We're not experts. Don't listen to us. Dan, what do you got?
I as crazy as the NFL is, the fact that they take this long to do everything when it comes to something that's so obvious to the rest of the public is hilarious. And they're just going to drag their feet and drag their feet, and then they say it, and then they take it back. I also want to point out, I don't know if you saw like the actual clip. It was on C-SPAN 3. There's fucking 3 C-SPANs.
What?
Like C-SPAN 3 is like a guy on the hill taking a shit. How do they have 3 C-SPANs? I don't understand that. They have 3 ESPNs, but they don't – like, one's the ESPN News.
They have, like, 5 ESPNs. It's Classic.
Yeah, I guess they have ESPNU as well. But 3 C-SPANs is a lot of C-SPANs.
Is there still ESPN Classic?
That's too many C-SPANs.
That is too many.
And that's the biggest takeaway of this.
Caleb.
I think
our flow is off the charts.
When they first
you keep jumping up. You keep freezing, Dan. You're kind of like,
oh, I am.
I'm just kind of working with assuming you're done when you stop talking, Caleb.
That sucks.
Whenever it first came out, I was surprised and I was like, this is good news. Because it reminded me of like when the Catholic Church – where's KFC, by the way?
Four-man shows are too much. Kevin had the kid, so he said, I'm gonna sit this one out today.
All right. But it's reminded me when the Catholic Church, like, they finally were like, all right, black people, okay. And then a couple years later, they're like, all right, gay people, okay. This stuff with the NFL happened. I was like, the next step is Republican Party. They're going to acknowledge climate change. And then the NFL just retracted. It's disappointing, really. I thought we were on an upward slope.
That's actually what I said in the blog, was kind of comparing to the Catholic Church and evolution. And someone well actually'd me on Twitter. They said, well, actually, Feidelberg, evolution hasn't been a controversial thought in the Catholic Church since the 60s. Is that true? Like, if the Catholic Church admits evolution, what do they have left? What did God do?
Yeah, was there even God?
One of the first people on the evolution train. That's true.
So, like, that's the half of the Bible is gone.
Yeah, like, so you got to stick to your guns on that one.
God and Eve doesn't matter anymore.
No, it's funny. The Catholic Church takes evolution and they believe that it can fit into the biblical story because you use the first part as metaphors, right? But the part that always troubled me about Catholicism, and I had to break up with my old girlfriend. Listen, I was a religion major, Feidelberg.
I was going to say, I went to Catholic school major? And you were really that, good at this, but okay.
That you were such a classic Division I North Carolina major to have. I mean, did they give you all the fucking test scores?
That's not even true. No, yo, Dan.
He seems to know what he's talking about. I'm going to give Caleb this one.
I studied in the School of Divinity at University of Edinburgh. It's one of the top 10 schools of divinity in the world.
Let me ask you this. How many test answers did Butch Jones slip you before
Butch Jones, I think he's busy at Tennessee or wherever he was at the time. Butch Davis.
Butch Davis made sure everyone got through in North Carolina.
I don't want to go into that. I was just trying to give you something about Catholicism. Listen. The thing that's funny about Catholicism, and my ex-girlfriend was Catholic, and we ended up breaking up because I wasn't Catholic. And my main problem with Catholicism that I couldn't buy into was there's this thing, it's interesting, it's called transubstantiation. I hope I'm not losing Feidelberg. I think I might have
him on the rope. Really into this. You lost Hank. Hank's out, but I'm into this.
I already told this to Hank. So transubstantiation, they believe when they take like the Eucharist, which is communion, when they say the blood of Christ, this drink this wine, this is the blood of Christ, that's literal across the board. It is the blood of Christ. So it's like not metaphorical. Like the bread is the body of Christ. So when they eat the bread, they actually, what they're saying is they're eating the body of Christ. No metaphors involved. However, they were able to come to terms with evolution, which I'm fine with. I think if you can't come to terms with evolution, you're in trouble.
The bread and the wine, was that was your big problem with Catholicism?
Yeah, they thought that they were actually drinking. I mean,
you just were pissed that they were like
his blood, his actual blood, still in 2016.
You were mad that they were like, "Yo, you're drinking blood right now." You're like, "No, dude, it's fucking Franzia from down the street."
I could have come to terms with it.
I can respect
that. That's a wild place to draw the line with the Catholic Church. Like everything else is all right, but listen, this is fucking wine, and I won't take any other answers.
Yeah. One follow up question about that story, Caleb. Seriously though, how many classes did you get to pass with Butch Davis as in front of you, like as part of the North Carolina program?
This is the honest truth, and I know kind of a lot about it, not a lot, but I'm really good friends with some of the coaches still, and so I kind of got the recap after everyone was fired, so it really didn't matter anymore. Butch Davis not involved in the whole deal. However, he's not. I mean, he just kind of turned a blind eye, whatever. He's doing football. You got to understand, it's what Coach Cal says at Kentucky. He's like,
it's
professor
Patino
of basketball. Why would I care about academics?
It's Patino not being involved in the stripper thing.
Yeah. But my very first class ever at Carolina was AFRI 101.
Was what?
AFRI 101.
Was that the end of the story?
Yeah, but I mean, if you do a little research, you find out there's a lot of going at AFRI 101.
Oh, you gave us a tip for like a journalist tip.
If
like,
anyone is interested in doing something trail after the rundown, look up AFRI 101 at University of North Carolina.
I like it. You just basically gave us a scoop. Like, go ahead, follow the trail. There's bodies under the AFRI 101 tree.
I mean, everybody knows how it goes, but Butch Davis got fired before right as the season started. But I think Butch Davis actually didn't really do anything wrong. But that's my opinion.
Next up, Gruden, being Gruden, beating the shit out of, I think it was Carson Wentz, right? Beating the shit out of Carson Wentz with a pool noodle. Caleb, you're a quarterback. How much did you fear the pool noodle drill?
Didn't think too much about the pool noodle, but what I actually did whenever I saw that clip, my roommate is going to be, I live back at Chapel Hill right now because I was with my parents right after the Dixie tour, which y'all could imagine that would have been rough, right? So I moved back to Chapel Hill with all my old football guys, and I share actually a queen bunk bed. Have you guys ever heard queen bunk beds before?
No.
Just
that's
did.
That's unheard of, yeah. So I live in a queen bunk bed with our quarterback at North Carolina, and I sent him that clip as soon as I saw it, and I said, look how good Wentz's feet are. Wentz's feet were incredible in that clip. As far as Gruden, I know that's probably not a funny take, but like, Gruden is all the time the same guy. So,
Dan?
Awesome.
Gruden being Gruden to the max here. You just hand him a pool noodle, say that he gets to go slap around a quarterback, and he is the happiest guy in the world. Like, that was genuine joy from him when he threw in that extra slap. That was just boys being boys to the max.
I totally agree with that, for sure. But find me a person on the planet who doesn't act like that when you get a pool noodle. That would solve world peace. Everyone gets a pool noodle they have to carry around at all times.
Yeah,
it's
but the
playful
difference...
Not banter, but playful bashing nonstop.
The difference is Gruden's going to, like, go watch that tape and break down it, like, everything about it. Which, by the way, that was a hilarious drill. Like, he threw the ball 4 yards, and he just got slapped with a pool noodle. I know it was a footwork drill, but it was still hilarious.
The thing I was least impressed with the entire drill was Gruden's first move. His first step, everything was bad. Up until that last slap, he didn't look too good out there. He looked like he lost a step or two at least.
That Hooters sponsorship, I bet you he's got like the gold card at Hooters where he doesn't have to pay for anything. Those wings. He's got a little gut.
Best friends with the guy who owns Hooters, the founder.
Who is?
Gruden.
Yeah, so he's probably, I mean, he's going at those wings every day.
Absolutely.
Caleb, are you like Uncle Caleb on campus now? I had a friend who went back to school when he was older and he was just Uncle Sol. You're clearly the old person on campus. You share bunk beds with college kids. Does that affect your life at all?
There's no way around it. It's a weird dynamic. The moment you graduate, it's good though is that usually I'm on the road on the weekends, like I'm traveling for work.
So you just get to be there for the fun study stuff.
So I'm just there like during the week when I'm just with my boys. But yeah, actually going out, and I have went out to a couple of different parties and stuff. It is kind of weird. I'm not gonna lie to you guys, especially with the new. There's like 18-year-old girls.
Yeah.
Yep. And there's a very big difference in 18-year-old girls and 21-year-old girls.
It happens fast where you're like, oh, Jesus, like 18 is no longer an age that.
But we should also keep in mind that this entire fall I was on the Dixie tour.
Right.
It was go to frat parties.
Right. But it happens fast. Wait, Caleb, another question. You're going to Ultra. Are you filming there or are you just going to take a bunch of drugs?
No drugs. I'm hoping to do film. I'm hoping to do film because that way we can get a good video out of for Barstool. I'm always trying to think maybe this would be a good opportunity. But I'm going for fun for sure.
Yeah,
going because my boys are on spring break, but I'm gonna try to get a video out of it.
I've done that a time or two, like go to a fun thing and kind of pitch the – maybe I'll do a video. Videos don't often come out of those ones.
Caleb, little piece of advice from your Uncle Big Cat here. Don't tell Dave you're doing a video. He doesn't watch the rundown, so you're fine right now. But don't tell him you're doing a video because then when you don't have a video, he's going to be like, where the fuck is the video? Just make – if you end up making a minute-long video, that's bonus. But don't overpromise in this situation.
I was already actually speaking that. That's a good call, though. That's what I was thinking.
You're already shit out of luck, though, because we have some goddamn snitches who watch this show, and like they'll tweet at Dave.
But it's fine because like Dave's not paying for my flight.
Yeah. Oh, then you're cool. Then you're cool.
Yeah.
Lastly, we have the dolphin hand job. I believe this happened in Germany, something like that. He got caught by an undercover journalist jerking off a dolphin. Dan, what's your take on this?
I don't give a fuck. I hope that dolphin got his dick taken off. I hate dolphins. We all know I hate dolphins.
I forgot you hate dolphins. It's a strong take, though, Caleb.
That was a strong take. The only problem I had with the video was, did you guys see the subtitles? I've always been under the impression that subtitles were for, like, if it's in another language, then they'll put it in English for us. But it was in another language, I was very interested in what the guy was saying, and the subtitles were in this another language too.
What language?
That's a valid question.
I think we started with German. I think we're running with this happened in Germany.
I didn't even watch the video because I hate dolphins that much, but I'm going to go and figure out what the subtitles are just for you guys.
I mean, where did the dolphin hate start? I forget where dolphin hate started.
The
too.
Dolphin that picked, remember the dolphin that picked Oklahoma over Clemson. I bet on Oklahoma.
Oh, I saw that.
Forgot about that. Dolphins have gross dicks. That's a really important note here.
Yeah, they have like the long pink ones, right?
It starts real girthy, and then it fucking like comes up and turns into like angel hair. It's disgusting.
This is something I know about dolphins. You can't do this. You can't jerk off a dolphin because they fall in love. And that dolphin's going to want to get jerked off every single day now.
Well, I think the guy would be willing to
But there'll be a point where the guy would be like, I don't feel like jerking off this dolphin anymore. And, oh, I guess it isn't. It's the subtitles are in German as well. Weird.
Isn't that weird? Like, they should be in another language.
But I'm telling you, man, you jerk off a dolphin once, you got to jerk off a dolphin for the rest of your life.
I mean, that's how sex works.
Otherwise, the dolphin's going to kill itself.
That's how
I
sex works, though. That's how, like, sex works. It's if you give me a blowjob once, like, you can do it for the rest of your life. I'm not going to rape you to do it, but, like, it's kind of implied.
No,
like,
that's not how it works.
It's like, have you ever gone back to an ex-girlfriend? You see her, and you're like, all right, we're going to have sex because we've had sex before.
You're not understanding, John. You can go a day without getting a blowjob from your ex-girlfriend. This dolphin is going to want to get jerked off every single day. Otherwise, he's going
to
kill himself.
He can want to get jerked off every day. I would like to get jerked off every day, too, but I can go without it. He's not going to kill himself.
This dolphin's going to kill himself.
What do you mean you've seen it? Where have you seen it?
That fucking dude that fell in love with his dolphin.
That happened once. One time.
And then he stopped fucking it, and the dolphin killed himself.
Yeah, that was one fuck. This isn't even fucking. This is a hand job. A hand job you can go weeks without.
I'm just telling you, it's a slippery road when you start giving a dolphin a hand job.
Slippery road.
Slippery slope.
I don't even think this is a
crime. Give a dolphin a hand job, you're fucked, man. You're signing up for a life of hand jobs.
I guess. I don't know. The German thing just throws it all up. Who gives a fuck about Germans are the weirdest sex people, man. I bet like this isn't even a crime. It's just
I'm surprised this dude didn't like shit on the dolphin.
Right. Like yeah, he kept his feces inside him. He didn't fucking wear leather and slap a dolphin. Like it's fine.
Germans are fucked.
All right, now
do you ever watch like German porn and it's like way too aggressive?
Yeah, it's wicked. It's really, really scary stuff.
Yeah,
and we've all kind of discussed their porn before. Mine's a little more exotic, I think. And German, even if I hear German being spoken, like if she moans and it kind of sounds like a German, I have to turn it off.
Well, and
it's scary
because they got really attractive women, and you'll like come across it, and you'll be like, oh, I'll give it a try this time. And then they get into it, and you're like, shit, man, this got way too intense.
Yeah, he just stabbed her.
Yeah, it's like tattoos everywhere, Nazis and German porn, man, it's wild.
Caleb. We're going to do, I guess, a double after show because, Caleb, we got to discuss your podcast.
Oh, yeah. Do.
Why don't you I know nothing about it, so pitch me on it. What do you got?
This is my pitch for it.
We'll play this at the beginning of the show.
I'm laughing because not to interrupt you, but I read your description of it. Props to you for, like, seriously not putting yourself in a box. You literally just said, I'll be on the podcast every time. That's all I'm promising.
Did you like that?
Yeah, you were like, I read it. I was like, so what the hell is this thing about?
Bro,
but it's like, but I'll be here.
The people from Podcast One were pushing me. I was like, bro, I don't know what this show's about yet. They're like, well, we need a description. We need a description. So I was like, okay. So I just seen it and I was like, I'll be on the show. I don't know what it's going to be about.
You should, the second episode, you should have someone else guest host it. Just pull the rug out from everyone.
They were like, I told them, I was like, so, because what I did is last night, I'm in Orlando right now. I flew into Orlando. My nephew, Hanks met Braxton. Did you meet Braxton, Big Cat, my nephew?
I might have. I might.
I did? No.
Oh, yeah, you did, Feidelberg, at Florida State.
All right, that weekend's a bit of a blur.
Feidelberg had a rough weekend at Florida State.
Bist du ein Bitch! God!
So, anyways, he plays for the Braves. He was the 2014 first-round draft pick, and so he's down here for spring training. So I flew in last night. But I told the people from Podcast One, I'm not going to be able to do the show until, you know, the night before it comes out because that's when I'm flying in. And then the next email was like, okay, sounds good. Well, can you just send us like a 3-minute clip from it right now, which is like last Wednesday? Like, I don't think you guys understand how this whole thing works.
I don't think you understand how my brain works is really what you like, were
saying. It's not going to be ready. I just finished a podcast like 30 minutes ago. It's out now. I don't even know if it's even available on iTunes. I'm assuming by the time this show comes out, it'll be available on iTunes. My only goal for the podcast is for it to be number one for one screenshot.
just Photoshop it, dude.
Honestly, I think I'm going to have to because it got
like, who cares?
Big Cat, did you see I was giving away part of my take shirts for?
I did. I like that. I enjoyed the description of it where you just basically said it was the lowest bar that's ever been set for anything ever.
That's
you
remarkable. Just
said, I'm going to be alive with a microphone in front of me once a week. Everything else is gravy to you guys.
I really think people are gonna like it though.
What was the best? Give me a little snippet. Not the podcast one. It doesn't need to be 3 minutes. Give me like the best sentence from the rundown from the podcast today.
Oh man, the best sentence. This is an actual good question. This could have been a rundown topic. Is triage a word?
Yes.
Yeah. I listened to it, Caleb.
I said that.
We'll add that to the board. Yes.
And I was like, man, is that a word? That's a good word.
I listened to a portion of it before the show, Caleb. Did my research, you know, journalist, whatever. I liked the part where you and your cousin just basically had like an argument about a girl none of us knew. And like who she gave her number to. And I was just like, who are they even talking about right now?
Yo, it's gonna be a work. It's a work in progress. But listen,
I was like, who the fuck is like, who? What was her name?
Lauren.
I was like, fucking Lauren. Who are we talking about? Like, who is Lauren? Why am I like, what's going on right now? You're like, no, she gave me the number. No, she gave us both the number. Like, what is Lauren? What part Lauren is Lauren in this plot?
Because he played baseball in Rome. And in Rome, Georgia, and this girl named Lauren.
You can't say Rome like that, brother. That was an outrageous way to introduce that.
Bro, my podcast is going to be a struggle, because I always do this. I rely so heavily on just people like intuitively knowing what I'm saying.
When you say Rome, we do not think of Rome, Georgia.
All right. Anyways, this girl he knew from Rome, and then she was in Athens when we went on Dixie Tour, because Braxton.
Fuck you!
I didn't even mean to do that.
She
I didn't
from
mean
Rome, and she was in Athens. Okay, yeah, we got the story.
You set up. Georgia's weird. Like
Athens,
that,
Athens. I'll give you Athens. I was like, okay, maybe because I was already on the Georgia train, but I was like, Rome, okay, we're in Georgia.
I didn't even think about. I mean, both Georgia places. I didn't even think about Georgia being so like Italian.
Fuck, dude, save this for your podcast. This is some big shit we're getting on here,
bro. My podcast.
What
is
about
good.
The country Georgia over in Europe too? Now we're all fucked.
Oh God. Don't go that far.
Facts. I think that you guys
are in Atlanta, Georgia, in Georgia.
Ooh.
Good question.
Hey, Big Cat, I have a question.
Yeah.
Can you describe to everyone who's going to help me take this thing to number one for just a millisecond for the screenshot? And also, guys, I would prefer that you guys get the screenshot at home because it's going to be hard for me to stick around my computer all night. Can you tell them how to get it? They said that you can subscribe, unsubscribe, and review.
I don't think that actually works. I was just fucking.
I wrote that in my blog as the main way to do it.
I was just fucking around when I told people to do that.
I told them.
I don't think if you click unsubscribe and resubscribe like over and over, because otherwise then you could basically go to anyone could go to the podcast number one chart by just going like that.
Dave would hire a bunch of kids like the Willy Wonka guy who just has all unwrapping fucking things looking for a golden ticket. Dave would hire a bunch of kids just to click and unclick until you get the one.
ESPN bottom line says part of my team.
Are you going moving to New England? All right, call me right back.
I would say I know he's your boy, Caleb, but he probably has got a lot of calls going on right now.
He just answered.
He did answer. Like that's what I was thinking as he was calling, but he answered.
Yeah, no, you're close enough clearly that he'll answer, but then he was like, I'll call you back and you'll get a call back like in 7 hours. Because he probably has like his agent, like the Patriots, the Cardinals. Like, everyone
he told Bill Belichick he'll call him right back because he had to see what Caleb had to say.
But definitely close enough that he picked it up. That's cool.
He's awesome. He's a really good guy. I don't know if that – it doesn't matter for football. Like, you could be a terrible guy, but he's a good guy for what it's worth.
That's all I know about him, but I'll take it. That'll be the post. That Jonathan Cooper, great guy, answers Caleb calls. Chandler Jones is going to Arizona.
He was a freak, too, at Carolina. Like, he didn't do very well with the Cardinals because he broke his leg and it just kind of downhill spiral, but probably smart pickup by the Pats.
I heard that their pre-draft rating for him was through the roof, so they wanted him bad.
Yeah, he was the highest rated guard in like highest pickup guard in like 10 years.
There we go, big pickup for the
Pats. Is this part of the rundown?
This is happening live, so yeah. Okay, I guess.
How about Chandler Jones though? Like, what an idiot! He's your boy. Sorry,
he is my boy. So don't call him an idiot.
The second he smoked synthetic weed, Belichick was like, okay, this, like, as soon as we have a trade partner, he's gone.
I don't think this has too much to do with that. He just signed for one more year. His contract's going to be up. He's going to get huge money. The Pats don't do that.
Oh, okay. I don't know it intimately, the details, but
I don't think this had a lot to do with synthetic weed at all. I think this was a money thing. They got to get money. They have to get money to Collins, Hightower. One of them had to go. It was always going to be Chandler Jones. Especially when Sheard had this like just as good a year last year for fucking no money.
If he could have gone back in time and not OD'd on synthetic weed, he would have.
You're right. I mean, it certainly didn't help the situation. But even earlier in the year, it was like, we can only keep two of these three, and Chandler Jones is probably going to be the one to go.
It's like, we can only keep two of these three. Let's just see which one ODs on synthetic weed, and we'll get rid of that.
That was the game plan all year, and yeah, that's what happened.
Whenever that was going down, that was the time where I was like, and you guys spun it. Like, you Boston folks spun it good. But I was like, this is going to be a rough playoff for the Patriots.
Wait, what'd you say?
When that happened, when he, like, OD'd, you guys spun it good. Like, you might have wrote the article, Feidelberg.
Yeah, it was. I forget what I said, but it was perfect, I'm sure.
ODing on synthetic weed.
Well, there was a moment. Yeah, there was a moment where it was like Gronk didn't show up to practice, and Chandler Jones was like naked in a car, like ODing on shit. There was like and Belichick had his black eye.
Yeah,
it was like 24 hours where you had no idea what was going on.
That was the day. That was the day I knew.